The Dolan White Podcast is powered by the Good Deeds app. Have you done a good deed lately? Download it today. Hey, it's Dolan White. This is the Dolan White Podcast. What if I told you everything in this world is made up? All of this shit is made up. Borders, money, literally everything. Man made all of this shit up. Whether you want to agree or not, part of you knows that that is true. And when you can admit that, you can kind of see how we could start making this world a little bit better. My guest today is Propaganda, who's a musician, activist, educator, poet, and author of the new book, Terraform, Building a Better World, in which he talks about just that, building a better world, which I'm all for, as long as the new world has pizza. Welcome to the Dolan White Podcast.
Live.
Yeah.
What's up? This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolan White Podcast.
Episode 31 now of the Dolan White Podcast. My guest today, activist, musician, poet, educator, and now author of Terraform, Building a Better World, Propaganda. Welcome in.
What's the word, man? How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. Love the book, what I've read of it so far. I haven't completed it yet, but I'm in it. Why the name Terraform?
Yeah, I just felt like it was a word that was like intriguing enough and big enough to try to like carry the concept. It just, what it means is it's a science fiction word for like when you find a distant planet, the process of making it livable to support human life is called terraforming. So my mind was like, well, if I'm looking around Earth, it's becoming less and less livable. So maybe we should consider a terraforming project here, you know, so whether it's terrestrial or interpersonal, sociological, sociocultural, and then our communities, our neighborhood, and even ourselves, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I loved in the book was when you talked about you went on a camping trip. You weren't really you weren't really much of a camper. You couldn't understand why people want to go camping, and then you went and it kind of changed your life and you loved it.
Yeah.
But one of the concepts you spoke about in that part of the book was when astronauts go out and they look at Earth and they see Earth as one thing. And we don't see it like that. There's no borders when you look at it as one thing. So talk in depth about that, because I thought that was really a great way to look at things.
Yeah, man. It's when you, it's like, it's getting that perspective. There's a sociologist named Peter Barger, and he gives this example of like, if you were to ask a tropical fish if it could talk, like, what do they think of like the water, cold waters of the Arctic? Their answer would probably be, what's water? Because you don't know you in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you in it, it's hard to see something, you know, larger than that. I mean, it's the same in like inner city life, hood life. Like if all you know is this gangbanging stuff, like you can't imagine a world outside of it. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, that was, like you said, it was a perfect example of like, dang, everything we fighting over, all the stuff we doing, it's like, it's not even there. It's, we imagine it. There's no force field at the 47th parallel that separates America from Canada, and it's the same ground. You know what I'm saying? How many people die over imaginary lines? You know what I'm saying? How many people starving over imaginary concepts? You know what I'm saying? Like, all this stuff is made up. So when you pull out and you go, oh man, then that mean that we don't have to do this. It doesn't have to be like this, because we just made it up.
Let's
make up something else.
Everything is literally made up. And when you look at it through that lens, it's almost like, how do you convince people that all of this shit is made up at that point, right?
Come on, because, you know what I'm saying?
Like, how can you do that? Like, how can you convince Jeff Bezos, that the richest man on the planet, that this shit is all made up?
Money's not real, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, money's not real. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, to me, it's like that. That's when I remind him that, like, but your lady leaving. So like, what is this? What does this really get you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we even doing? But yeah, I think it's a matter of like opening up just the idea of imagination. You know what I'm saying? And like, and giving yourself that like self-examination. Like, I think a lot of times, like honestly, like a lot of us have a hard time really looking at a mirror, you know, and really seeing what's there. You feel me? Rather than like the imagined version of what's in the mirror, you know? So I think it's the challenge of that. It's like, I'm not telling you what to see. I'm just saying, you know, if you got kids, like your kids playing with the box of the toy more than the toy, because they haven't accepted that that's a box and that's a toy.
Right.
Like, that's, we tell them that. You know what I'm saying? So if you pull out and go, well, I mean, what's wrong with her playing with, wrong with her playing with the Bucks? Like, this, she's having a great time, you know?
If you're a parent and your kid's having a great time with anything, as long as it's not endangering them, you're like, all right, I'm going to leave them be. Like,
go ahead and leave them.
You good.
This is right quick. I can get something done.
you said something else in the book that I really liked. You said that you are, or your superpower is being self-aware. Have you always been self-aware, or was that something you had to work on?
That came from probably just being dragged, just living in an environment that, like, you know how brown people do, like, we ain't gonna let you, can't get away with nothing around us, you know what I'm saying? But I think that the idea of, like, you know, I had this Black Panther father, but I grew up in this, like, almost 100% Latino neighborhood. I was always aware, you know what I'm saying, what I was, who I was, how different I was. I was aware that I had to know how to move among both of these spaces, that after a while you start realizing, like, I know what I look like from outside my eyes. I know what you see, you know what I'm saying? And I know, like, again, just growing up in the city, I know how many cards I need to reveal, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I can do, what I can't do, you know what I'm saying? And then you carry that into hip hop, you carry that into writing, especially, like, I come from the battle rap scene, you know what I'm saying? So, like, again, nothing's off limits, you know what I'm saying? So since I come from that, I know I have to know what you gonna come at me with already, you know what I'm saying? Right. And either have a response for that, or just have enough, like, skin, have a thick enough skin to be able to, like, be okay with who I am, even though it's like, yeah, you're right. I mean, nah, you got me. You know, I lost. I'll come coming back next week, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you lost. You got me, you know?
Have you always kept, like, friends around you that remind you, like, yo, man, like, no matter how big you get, no matter what happens, like, I remember the first time me and my partner at school got our turntables when we were 18 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And we were practicing for the first time. Our friend Jew was in the room with us, and he was like, man, y'all suck. We was like, it's our first day. Like, we just brought these home and hooked them up right now. Yeah. Like, yo, like, give me some time. You know what I'm saying? But having people like that around you, no matter, like, it does help. Like, it might not be always the most positive thing, but it helps you stay grounded a little bit.
Homie that peek his head in the room and be like, that shit is trash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got him. You know what I'm saying? Or just like, nah, this ain't it, bro. This ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not only that, you know, I'm a girl dad. It's only women in my house. You know what I'm saying? And they let me know.
Yeah. Like, my daughter will look at old pictures sometimes. She'd be like, of us when she was like a baby. She's almost four now. And she'd be like, oh, I loved you when I was a baby. I don't love you anymore now. And I'd be like, damn, word. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My daughter's five now, but when she was four, she was like, mommy's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, didn't provoke this. You just decided to tell me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I kind of knew that anyway, but you didn't have to vocalize it. You verbalize it. Yeah. All right. I think this is a great place to take a break. For a word from our sponsor, which happens to be the Good Deeds app, Rob, you probably would be interested in the Good Deeds app, because if you want to help the world, this is a great place to start. You can make a small difference in somebody's life. What the Good Deeds app does is simply connect people that want to help with people that need help. It's brought to you from former NFL great, Super Bowl champion and subject of the film The Blind Side, Michael Orr. He has now dedicated his life to giving back, and one of the ways that he's giving back is by giving the entire world this app, which you can download right now. So if you or somebody you know needs help, or you are somebody that simply wants to help one person at a time, the Good Deeds app is a great way to start. It is free. What are you waiting for? Download the Good Deeds app today. Have you done a good deed lately? All right, so let's get back to the book a little bit, man. I know you talk about transforming the world. Do you ever see that happening? I wouldn't think you would in our lifetime, but maybe, you know, down the road. Is this possible to tear down these walls and get rid of this bullshit systems and stuff?
Doug, I think my only hope is looking back at history, you know, in the sense that, like, empires, nations, they come and grow. They come and go. They crash. You know, we think of new things and we survive. And we're fine. You can still go to France. France is still a place. It's collapsed before, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I am one that kind of is like, I don't think we'll know until we look back at it. You know what I'm saying? That, like, man, that was a moment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, that was different. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if we've ever, like, one example for me is like, right now I hear an airplane flying over my house and I'm like, it's 150 people sitting on a chair, 30,000 feet in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. How is this even?
Never saw it.
Yeah. Like, who would have saw this coming? You know what I'm saying? So I think that, yeah, as like we start again, like healing ourselves, like working on ourselves, being okay with who we are, you know, and then we start creating this like children that just see the world differently. At some point, somebody gonna be like, man, I ain't finna stand for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not how y'all gonna run this. You know what I'm saying? So I think to me, it's like it is that slow cook, you know, and I don't have no rose colored glasses. That's why, like, the way the Terraform is written is like, I don't have no answers. I don't know what the new world is. I'm just saying we could do it. So let's put our heads together, you know,
and figure it out. I think. I think one thing that's really always interesting to look at is just the history of religions, just going back, because like, I feel like we're at the very beginning phase now of like this kind of spiritual undertaking where people are being more spiritual than they are religious, starting to anyway. I know religion is still very big in this country and a lot of other countries, but if you look over time, there have been thousands of different religions that have ruled the world or dominated the world at one time. Mm-hmm. And now you're starting to see this kind of transformation into like individualized spirituality. I personally kind of identify more of agnostic, but my wife is super spiritual and she's starting to win me over into spirituality. I think spirituality doesn't have a box where religion has a box. And I think a lot of the things that you talk about are these boxes that we have created ourselves. And maybe it's time to break out of those boxes.
They're not serving us.
No.
I'm just like, that's the thing. I'm like, if you got something that's not serving you, that's actually damaging you. Like, why do we keep fiddling with this thing then? If it's like, clearly it's not working. I think, what you said about spirituality and really like getting your brain around something, I feel like, you know, not to get too esoteric, but just this idea of like something that transcends our stories. You know what I mean? Like there's bits of us, there's bits of that beauty, you know, that transcends us all, that like somehow or another all over the world, we all kind of saw it. You know what I'm saying? Obviously we saw it from our corner of the sky, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like we all looking at the same stars, you know what I mean? So the more we start saying, okay, rather than like what you doing is different than me, then let's like be like, man, what are those bits that you resonated way across in some indigenous land on the other side of the world that you saw what I saw? And be like, okay, maybe we're on to something. Let's lean into those things we both saw.
And that's crazy you bring that up, because I think, especially with religion, the one thing that there's a lot of the same storylines across religions, you know what I mean? And I think when you look at those things, you can kind of see we're a lot more alike than what we'll ever admit, or a lot of people will ever admit, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
The book is Terraform. I know you got music coming out. Let's talk about what you have personally coming up here in the next however long.
Yeah. So music. So Terraform has four acts in it: the sky, the soil, the people, the possibility. Each of those are names of EPs. So Terraform, the people, is already out. That's streaming. You could hear that. Terraform, the sky is the next one. It's coming out in the next couple weeks. As far as immediate stuff, I will be at Subculture in Nashville. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Come on through. Yeah,
doing a little pop-up for one of the homies. His wife's got a new little dessert, little pop-up. So I'll be over there, you know, signing some books, saying what's up. Doing some Juneteenth celebrations out in OKC. And hopefully, like, we'll continue to, like, get outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really itching to perform, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey man, look me up when you're in the city, and good luck with everything, man. The book is Terraform, Building a Better World. Definitely dope. Prop. Thank you for doing this, bro.
Appreciate you, big homie.
Yes, sir. This episode of the Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by the Good Deeds app. Now, sometimes when we make donations, we really don't know where that money is going, but that is not the case with the Good Deeds app. The Good Deeds app directly connects people that want to help with people that need help. Now, I know a lot of times when we think of the word help, we think of money, but that's not always the case. There may be an elderly person in your neighborhood that needs help moving some furniture, or a college kid that needs a ride to work. You literally never know how much your good deeds can really make a difference in someone's life. So download the Good Deeds app and start making those differences today. Have you done a good deed lately? I want to say thank you once again to my guest Propaganda, who you can follow on IG right now at Prop Hip Hop, and definitely check out his new book, Terraform,
Building a Better World, super dope book. Follow me on the gram as well, at DolaWhite101, D-O-L-E-W-I-T-E 101. That's the same for Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Clubhouse, everything at DolaWhite101. Make sure that you're subscribed to or following this podcast. That way you get push notifications whenever new episodes drop. And speaking of new episodes, a brand new episode drops first thing Monday morning. My guest will be Dr. Aviva Ram. She'll be on to talk about women's hormone intelligence, something that I am absolutely an expert in. So that should be a great episode coming your way Monday morning. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Back at it Monday, brand new episode. I'm gone.